Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's that time. Time for Walking in Power Radio, where we present powerful interviews with powerful people. With your host, Dr. B.J. Relliford, visionary and founder of Women of Power Incorporated and executive director of the Women of Power Network, where we produce with power.
She's gentle. She's strong. Your favorite song, incredible, what you can achieve.
Dr. B.J. Relliford.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm Dr. B.J. Relliford, host of Walking in Power Blog Talk Radio. You've been listening to Antonia Lawrence, The Power of a Woman. You can purchase that on iTunes, Reverb Nation, and many media outlets. We're so thankful for her. That song is just amazing. Every time I hear it, I get excited. Let me tell you a little bit about our sponsors, Moby Flyers. Moby Flyer is a flyer custom designed that lives on your phone. Does everything a print flyer should do but can't. Moby Flyers brings mobile marketing into the present, but also far into the future. And Moby Flyer is fun to interact with and engaging to your consumers. It's not a mobile website. It's not an app. It's a mobile interactive flyer. MobyFlyers.mobi. That's MobyFlyers.mobi. Also, coming to beautiful Atlanta, April 30th through May 2nd, host, pastor, and conference speaker, Val Scarborough, with Diamond Women's of Conference, Faith for My Footsteps. Please visit their website for more information. That's Diamond Women's Conference, Faith for My Footsteps, DiamondWomen'sConference.com. DiamondWomen'sConference.com. We're so excited about the many things that are going on in Atlanta, and we're preparing for Women of Power, the 17th Annual Women's Weekend, March 19th to 22nd, excuse me. We're so excited. Now let me tell you a little bit more about Women of Power.
17th Annual Women of Power Women's Weekend presents Matters of the Heart, March 19th through the 22nd at the beautiful Congress Hotel and Suites, Norcross, Georgia. Proverbs 4 and 23, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Registration available at women-of-power.org. That's women-of-power.org. Special day rates are also available. I'm your host, Dr. B.J. Relliford, and I look forward to seeing you there.
Virtual book tours is one of the best ways to get your book noticed by potentially thousands of new readers. FAB Virtual Tours staff will walk you through the process of embarking on a virtual tour for your book, business, music, and or ministry, providing simple but yet effective strategies for getting your product and your message in front of thousands. Sign up for a free consultation, www.latboyd.com.
D.H. Bonner Virtual Solutions, LLC. Are you a ministry, a coach, or personal trainer? Perhaps you're a writer, a business owner, or executive. Then you've called the right number. With more than 30 years of experience working with various ministries and Fortune 100 corporations, we are a global firm that has the knowledge and expertise to offer an advanced skill set to support your efforts in presenting yourself, your product, or your project with excellence. If you're seeking higher performance and growth, let us help. Visit our website at dhbonner.net today. We appreciate your call, and we're excited about partnering with you on your next project, DH Bonner Virtual Solutions, LLC, so that you can focus on your goals.
As I said, I'm so excited to have our special guest, Terry Clay, the startup biz coach, with us this morning. Had the opportunity to be a guest on the whole program, so now we have her on the other side of the microphone. Her goal is to help 1,000 entrepreneurs to live life on their own terms and to live a life of freedom. So if that's you, you're at the right place at the right time. Her ultimate goal is to help as many business owners and inspiring entrepreneurs as she can to succeed by teaching them how to leverage the Internet. If you're frustrated, tired of losing more money than you're generating, let her share this with you. Learn how to live a life of freedom on your own. Please welcome with me Terry L. Gray, the Startup Biz Coach. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm glad. I'm good. I'm glad to have you. What an exciting morning this is for Walking in Power. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Yes, definitely, definitely.
You are, now, I thought I was busy, but you are one of the busiest women that I've seen in a long time.
Yes, I am.
Well, why don't you share with our audience the purpose of the Startup Biz Network that you host, which is phenomenal.
Yeah, I'm the Startup Biz Coach, and we are empowering entrepreneurs right from the start. But what I had a vision was that I have my own show as you've been the guest on that show as well, called the Startup Biz Coach Radio, and I just wanted to empower new entrepreneurs. Sometimes when we're new as entrepreneurs, we are not making any money. We don't know really what things are important. You know, sometimes we focus on certain tools that we think is important. Like I used to focus on just making sure I had the perfect business cards and those type of things. And what I learned is sometimes those things don't even matter when it comes to making money in your business. But when you're a new startup business, you don't really know that. So I thought I would teach them what I learned the hard way, what I learned by failing so many times. I decided to teach them by having the Startup Biz Coach and the Startup Biz Coach Radio.
Wow. I noticed on the Startup Biz that you also have a blog that you share, great information. And you have others share great information. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, the blog is called StartupBizCoach.com. And like I just said, we have a podcast that we interview highly successful entrepreneurs every single day, Monday through Thursday. One of the reasons, I used to kind of do the blog myself and just have only my value, what I could bring to the table. And I got to thinking that really I needed a team and more. So I interview highly successful entrepreneurs every single day. You can check those out at thestartupbizcoach.com. And you'll see the interviews. And so I wanted to, I record the interviews and then put them on the blog. And what the blog is, what I wanted to get out of the blog is I wanted to let entrepreneurs have a place to go where they can figure things out. Like if they couldn't afford coaching right now, there's the blog and the way to give back so they can just get some tools to get their businesses started and their business going.
Well, if you had to share to an up-and-coming startup, entrepreneur, what are some of the basic steps that you would feel would be valuable to their success?
Wow, that's a good question. One thing that I know, I'm going to just go on my failures, things that I learned from my failures and why I started to start a business coach. One is to get a coach, get somebody who can help them with their business. I promise you, you do not know it yourself. You do not know it yourself. You can alleviate some of the failures that you're going to have by hiring somebody to help you to bypass what you think is important. That's number one. Find a network of people to join. Get horned in with a network of people that really a like-minded group. Because if you're around, just say, for example, you're around 8 broke folks, you're going to be the 9th broke person, right? So if you find, if you want to be a millionaire, you want your business to grow to millionaire status, then you need to find some friends. Well, okay, guess what? What if you don't have those friends and you just really don't know where they are? And that's one of the reasons why I do the Startup Biz Coach Radio. We interview millionaires. We interview six-figure earners, you know, people that are Fortune 500 companies. So I wanted to do that because I knew that sometimes you don't have that network to get to. So I decided to have an easy way to get to those millionaires and at least to listen to what they're saying. The third thing that I would do is read. I just interviewed a girl actually today, and she said she read over 100 books in this year. And I thought that was a powerful statement because she was like I'm reading a book a week, and she's virtually doing double of a book a week. Mm-hmm. And if you want to change the game, if you want to be above the rest, you got to kind of do more than what others are doing. So did you hear what I just said? She decided instead of reading one book a week, she's really reading 2 books a week. She's doing over. So sometimes to get your business to the next level, you got to do more than what the other person. Don't be average. Don't be mediocre. Don't be the person that's doing just like everybody else, because trust and believe, everybody, the majority is broke. And if you want to be broke, if you don't want your business to succeed, then do what everybody else is doing. But if you want your business to succeed, if you want to take your business to the next level, if you want to change the game in your business, find some folk that are doing what you want to do and connect with them each and every day.
Wow, that's powerful. That's powerful.
Thank you.
If you don't want to be the next broke person, as you say, when you're connecting with these people, would you say that it's very important that you listen as well as interact?
Yes, definitely. See, you know, let me tell you something. A lot of people listen to the opinions of others. And so let me just tell you about the opinions of others. Opinions are the people like your friends or your family members, and they would say, I don't think that business is going to work. Well, really, that's just their opinion, because that same person may only be making, just say they're making $50,000 a year, but your goal or your mindset is to make $1 million a year, okay? So how do they know that business is not going to work? Because they're not doing it. But if you connect with somebody who's doing it, I do a blog every day. I want my blog to actually make more money than it's making. So you know what I do with that blog? I find more books to read. I take more courses. I listen to bloggers who are making millions of dollars. I actually started my podcast because a million-dollar blogger said that's what I need to do. Did you hear what I said? He was making millions of dollars with his blog. I didn't ask no questions. I didn't say, well, why I got to do it this way? He's making $1 million with his blog. I don't need no questions asked. He said it, I'm doing it, just because he said it. You get what I'm saying? So you listen to those who are doing, hello, you hear that word, doing what you want to do. Not that they have the opinion of what you want. They are doing. And like I just said before, the way you find those people is you horn in and have the connection of those people.
Wow. I heard you say something a little while ago about classes and why is it a lot of times we don't do that? And I've heard this so many times in my area of expertise that I will say I am learning the area of expertise I'm working on. I've found since we started the Women of Power Network that I hear a lot of women, men, say, well, I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to do that. When I share with them tools, places to go to learn the information, it's like there's a fear of that. Why is that?
And I honestly, I think that these people are just really uneducated when it comes to how to get it to the next level. And I guess that's where we got to start educating them on taking those classes, taking those tools. And sometimes I think they don't want to just take the class. They may want some help, some extra help. So maybe that's the thing. That's what I've learned about with me. I have courses where they can kind of do it themselves. But sometimes I'll add a 30-day Facebook group where I can answer questions. So I think that sometimes the fear is they really just don't know, you know, once I teach the class, am I going to be able to do this by myself? So sometimes I think we have to offer, like, the one-on-one help. And I don't offer, like, one-on-one help because, you know, it's just I just kind of answer get questions asked in a group. And that, but the thing is you have to take action. If you want results in life, if you want your dreams to come true, you got to first thing, educate yourself. You got to take the action. Because some people take my courses, they'll pay for the courses, and they will not take the course. And I know they haven't taken it. I'll give you an example. I have a course that I put out a couple of weeks ago, and a few people bought the course. And then this other guy, he bought the course, and he said, you know what, one of your videos doesn't have sound. And I was like, really? And I didn't even realize that the sound had went out on this video. But the point is, remember there were three others that purchased, or four others that purchased the course before
they
that?
Known that?
How
also.
Did they not tell me that that course was not, because they haven't done it? You see what I'm saying?
Right,
so
right.
The point is, just because you purchased the course and it's like, I'm gung-ho, but you got to take the action. That's how, if you want to, ask other. I interview very successful people every single day. I interview, and every last one of them have a coach. They take the classes. They are doing something. They didn't just learn it by themselves. This is what you have to do to be successful. So whatever fear you have or whatever reason, if you want to be successful, you got to do as successful people do. And so that's all I'm gonna say. I don't know why, but you gotta. You if you want change, you gotta change, and it starts with you.
While we're talking about making change and being successful, what is your definition of success?
You know, I think my definition of success is living my dreams exactly how I want. And I'm talking about the picture I see in my head. Whatever the picture is, whatever, even if it looks like something nobody even does. I'll give you an example. I interviewed a girl, Stephanie Donegan, on my show. And Stephanie Donegan had a vision. I didn't have this vision when my kids were young, but she knew that she wanted to travel the world. She has an 8-year-old son. She's a single mother. And she felt in her dreams that she wanted to travel the world. And most people would have said, well, I can't do it because I got a children and no way I can do that and this and that. Stephanie Donegan is in Rome right now. I just saw her on Facebook. She was in Bali last month. She was in London. She's been traveling since September to all sorts, London, Spain. I mean, I can't even go down the list. But the point is, she's been traveling with an 8-year-old. She homeschools her 8-year-old. But the point is, that is her vision of how she wants to live her life. And to be successful to me is, even if it looks like something nobody does, I have the life I want. In my desire. I have an event that I dreamed about. I dreamed about this mastermind. I wanted to come into a house and teach people how to be business owners, how to be more successful in their business. And I had a vision. I tried it before and failed. And I lost out. You know, nobody, I guess a few people tried to come, but it wasn't enough to get the house, you know, rent the house and do the teaching. So I had to cancel the event. And this time, I tried it again, and we're sold out. Our event starts on next Saturday. And the event is sold out except for one room. And we still got time. Who knows, you know, somebody could still get that last room. But the point is, that is the vision. I don't work a regular job. I only work my own business. I didn't want to have to ask people permission to work my business. That's the vision I had in my head. I wanted to be able to travel. I wanted to go to Mexico if I felt like it. I wanted to go to Spain if I felt like it. Didn't have to ask. That was always my vision in my head. So success to me is when you are living the exact dream that God has put in your head. And that's what success is to me.
When you said that just really struck a chord with me, because they tease me all the time about these little men running around in my head. And I just stand on the scripture that says, eyes have not seen and ears have not heard, nor has it entered into the heart of the man what God has prepared for those that love him. And that assures me that everybody won't see what you see. Everybody can't hear what you hear. But when you know, just like you just said, when you know God has placed that in your life, it's something you've got to do. The passion overrides. The opinion, I believe, the passion overrides.
And sometimes, you cannot share that vision with everybody. I told somebody about we have our next house. Our next house is in Mexico. It's in a 17,000 square foot house, and the rooms will be actually in this house. It's a lot of double beds, so the people are going to be sharing rooms. And so I was telling my cousin actually about the house and how, and she was like, "Well, how are y'all going to do that?" And so I realized just in the conversation, I shouldn't have really told her the vision. So she was just down it all the way. But the point is, everybody cannot, and I just stopped the, what I just do when I realize I'm talking to the wrong person, I just kind of stop the conversation and go to the next thing. We just start, we don't have to keep talking about it. I don't allow nobody to plant the negativity in my head and all that. I know what God can do, because he said he can do exceedingly abundantly above all that you ask, I think. What? That's a whole lot. Exceedingly abundantly,
abundantly,
and all you asked, I think. That's a whole lot. So the thing about it is, and that's all that you ask or think. So the thing is, the vision you thinking about, he got something above all than that. So, you know, I don't let people tell me anything or tell me what you can't be done and all of that, because of what I know the scripture says. And that's what you have to do, is call on his word and call on what the scripture says and know what he said. And you don't have to worry about what nobody else said.
That is amazing. That is just amazing. That is amazing. And all of what we discuss and are discussing, because it sounds like you're doing, but I can see that you're doing a phenomenal job with what you do, and you take to make sure that it's done in excellence.
Yes.
But have you ever failed?
Oh yes.
If you did, how did it mold you? What did it teach you?
Well, I failed many, oh gosh. I mean, my story is, I lived in an abandoned building. I lived in the Greyhound bus station. I lived in the airport. I lost everything I owned. I asked God for FaceTime 10 and lost 10 jobs, and I knew that he wanted me to go in a different direction. So failure, I can't even describe, I can't even talk about it so much. But to fail, really, honestly, to fail is to quit. That's what real failure is to me. And I did not quit. Even though I've had a day that I quit, I may quit for an hour sometimes. I was like, I'm not doing this. Something in me said, no, I'm not quitting. I can't quit. I gotta keep trying. And that's what I learned in my failures. Failures is a learning lesson. Sometimes it's moving into a different direction. As I was telling you that we got this 17,000 square foot house in Mexico. Well, I was trying for a house in Jamaica originally, and the houses were very, very, very expensive. It wasn't going to help. It just was going to be like too pricey for us to do the house in Jamaica. And what happened was, I kept trying Jamaica, kept trying. I wanted to go to Jamaica so bad. And then I was like, you know what? Let's just try Mexico. So we get to Mexico, and it was the perfect house. It was so much better. It was like a different direction. It was like I found I was on Jamaica for hours and hours and hours, and I found the Mexico house in like a few minutes. So it was like sometimes God is giving you a different direction, and you don't even realize. You're just hanging on to the thing you think you want, and he got something better for you. And so sometimes your failures is him turning you in a different direction. And sometimes you don't even know the answer yet. You may still not know why he shut those doors, and why did I lose all my stuff. Sometimes I still don't know the answer yet. But I know that it happened. I know that, you know, that's God, and you have to trust that God is who he says he is, and just know that he got something better. He has something better. You just have to, that one day you'll get the big reveal. You'll get the big reveal if you don't quit and you don't give up, because a lot of people, when they fail, they want to give up and they want to quit, and you can't quit and you can't give up. If you want the miracle to happen, it is on the other side of all that negative stuff.
Wow. Carrie, how do they connect with you? Give us some contact information.
All right. I am on the startupbizcoach.com, and that's the startupbiz, and BIZ.com. And you can connect with me on Facebook. I have a page called the Startup Biz Coach on Facebook, on Twitter. I'm also Terry Clay on Facebook, Terry L. Clay on Facebook. So you can always connect with me there. But the Startup Biz Coach is what's going to give you the shows, the interviews. On Friday, I do the interview every day. If you want to hear more about the Mexico trip, it'll be actually on the Startup Biz Coach. We won't be able to post it until we come back from the Florida trip, which starts Friday. But just connect with me, and maybe if you need help with your business, just let me know, and I can definitely lead you in the right direction.
Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, we've only got a few more minutes, and I would like if you would possibly speak to that person that, okay, they're tired, they're about to give up on their dreams. They tried, this didn't work, that didn't work, and they see other people going forth, and it seems that they're not progressing. What would you say to that person who wants to give up on their dream?
One thing I'm going to say is definitely find your focus. First thing is because, when I was doing my business, I tried this thing, that thing, and a lot of times when people see you keep switching, they're not going to really focus. They're going to say, they're doing too much. So one thing, focus on what you find out what you really want to do. Stick with that. But let me just tell you, if you don't quit, I'm telling you, there are so many people that did, like Thomas Edison. He tried on the light bulb 1,000 times. The KFC guy, he tried on his recipe over 100 and something times. I could go on and on of all the successful greats that went and tried and tried and tried and tried. But the miracle came because they did not quit. I know sometimes success takes a long time. I'm not going to lie to you. It takes a long time sometimes. But if you want the miracle, if you want the blessing that God has for you, if you don't quit and don't give up, just stick with it, you will see your results. So sometimes you just have to rejuvenate. Sometimes you do need to take a day off. I take a day. I'm like, I'm not doing it. No, not today. You have to take that day and breathe again. But if you don't quit, if you do quit, I promise you, you will regret it because you will always think of what could have happened. But if you tough it out, you will get to see how big your God is. And that's it.
Mm. Wow. Terry, thank you so much. This has been an awesome, awesome. As said here on Walking Empire Blog Talk Radio, we have powerful interviews with powerful people. And what you have poured into us today, and I say us because I'm learning right along with my audience, this is phenomenal. But what you have poured into us today is valuable, valuable, valuable.
Thank you.
So please connect with her. Go to her website. Follow her on Facebook. She's on Twitter. And just connect with her because she's doing great things, and she is doing it not only for herself but to teach others. And that's what encourages me here
for
being a part of Walking in Power Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Well, I've had a blast. Thanks for having me.
All right. Don't forget, we have Women of Power coming up, Women of Power 2015, Matters of the Heart. Above all, it'll guard your heart, but out of it come the issues of life. Everything you do flows from it. I'm looking forward to seeing you there. That's March 19th through the 22nd, and in the beautiful city of Norcross, Georgia.
17th Annual Women of Power Women's Weekend presents Matters of the Heart. March 19th through the 22nd at the beautiful Congress Hotel and Suites, Norcross, Georgia. Proverbs 4:23, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Registration available at women-of-power.org. That's women-of-power.org. Special day rates are also available. I'm your host, Dr. B.J. Relaford, and I look forward to seeing you there.
So wherever you go, whatever you do, always walk in power.